Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. A foreign aid package is up for a final vote this weekend. Today, the GOP-controlled chamber cleared a key procedural hurdle in the House that, in a rare turn, wasn't on party lines. NPR's Barbara Sprunt has more.
The House voted to advance aid bills to Israel, Taiwan, and Ukraine, setting up a Saturday vote on final passage. In a rare occurrence, Democrats also stepped in late Thursday night to help the majority party advance the bills out of the Rules Committee. House Speaker Mike Johnson's proposal to split up foreign aid into separate bills caused pushback from members within his own party, who pointed to promises Johnson had made not to move forward with a Ukraine aid bill without a measure to strengthen security along the U.S. southern border. Three of his own conference members are supporting a move to oust Johnson as speaker. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News, The Capitol.
Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has secured a spot on the ballot in the key swing state of Michigan. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports his bid is raising concerns for both the Biden and Trump campaigns.
John Cook, an associate professor of political science at Michigan State University, says it's hard to determine whether Kennedy's presence on the ballot will alter the electoral dynamic in Michigan.
It's hard to assess who's going to gain from this threat. Given Kennedy's appeal, it's not just like he's getting support from liberal-leaning or Democratic-leaning voters. He's getting support from both sides.
Donald Trump won Michigan in the 2016 election, but lost the state to Joe Biden in 2020. Kennedy says he's working to get on the ballot in all 50 states, but that won't be easy because of the different qualifications needed for each contest. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
Bitcoin has just experienced a big event called the halving. Some investors think it could lead to a big rally in the digital currency over the next year. NPR's Rafael Nam explains what this is and why it matters.
Just about every 4 years, Bitcoin experiences something called the halving. Put very simply, it means the supply of new Bitcoin gets cut in half, hence the name. What truly happens is more complicated than that, but the main thing to know is that some investors believe it will lead to a big rally in Bitcoin. That's because this is happening at a time when demand for Bitcoin is getting bigger. It's not just regular people, it's also Wall Street firms now buying Bitcoin. Less supply and increased demand often leads to higher prices. It's basic economics. Rafael Nam, NPR News.
Wall Street in mixed territory by the close, the Dow up 211 points, the Nasdaq down 319. You're listening to NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Don't get caught without emergency medical coverage on an international trip. Learn how Allianz Travel Insurance can protect your trip from the unexpected at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.